Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm right here with you. It's going to be a great conversation this afternoon. My very special guest, Michelle Liggett, who is the director of massage therapy out there at Piedmont Technical College. That's right. Did you realize they had a massage therapy program right there at Piedmont Tech? Always wanted to be a massage therapist? Well, this is your opportunity to find out all about it. So stay tuned right here on WCRS. So how are you doing today, Michelle?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Anne, for asking.
Yeah.
I love what I do, and it's every day is exciting.
Yeah. Now, what have you been doing today? You have a clinic going on out there right now.
That is correct. In the mornings we teach, and in the afternoons we have open public clinics. And you can come and get a massage. You can call to make an appointment. You can call the number 864-941-8785. And if we don't pick up, you can leave a message and we will get back to you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so they're a full hour massage.
Yes, absolutely. And the fee for that, believe it or not, hold on to your seats, it's $20 for an hour.
$20 for an hour. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, while we're up and running Mondays through Thursdays, you have that opportunity to come in and be seen and get some of the kinks worked out of you.
Now, not only that, what's great about this program is the people that are learning to become massage therapists, they treat it just, they go through all the steps just like they were if you were in a massage office. They have to do a medical history. They have to do all these things, don't they?
They sure do. So let me give you a little synopsis of how this runs. It runs kind of like a military strategy.
I wonder why, Michelle. Yeah,
I was in the Navy for 20 years, so I'm applying those skills now.
Yes.
Before they even start, they actually have to exercise in the morning, and they do run. They do push-ups and sit-ups. They have to build that stamina. But now you're coming to the clinic to be seen, and it is like a regular doctor's office per se. You come to a window, and somebody's waiting there to meet and greet you. They're going to give you some forms to fill out because medical history has to be conducted. And that way we can screen through to see, you know, what kind of therapy and treatment we're going to give you. And after that, the therapist will come out and meet and greet and guide you through a series of events. The first one being you have to walk for them, and then you must stand facing them as we take a look at high shoulders and high hips and rotations at the spine. And then we also have you turn sideways to where we're looking to see if you're turning into the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And then we take you to the back. We explain to you the policies and procedures of mounting the table. And when that is all finished and you say, ready, then the therapist comes back to begin the session and checks in on your comfort. Sometimes when people are on the tables, maybe they didn't hear so well as to how to get on the table. And they're actually upside down on top of the sheets. And there are boxer shorts. That happens sometimes. At which point you don't argue with them. You just say, excuse me, maybe I wasn't the clear one. And then you exit and tell them how to mount again. And hopefully the next time they will be in the manner in which you can begin therapy on. So, but all these things happen. And to add, just, you know, massage isn't going to be for everybody. Sometimes we need a doctor's note. For example, physical therapy is working on somebody who had knee surgery and the stitches are still there, but yet, you know, they're going through a host of range of motion. And then somehow the insurance runs out, and that's usually when people come to see us. But we need to have a doctor's note. Whiplash. Sometimes people say, oh, just go see a massage therapist. They'll iron the kinks out of you. Well, you know, you may have a fracture we don't know that you even have. So if we go to rotate your head at 80 degrees, which is as far as it can go, we might take it further than that. And we don't want to elicit any, you know, make you paralyzed. So, yeah, we have to be careful about who we touch and how we touch. And so all those things have to be learned. Medical terminology has to be learned. Kinesiology. There are so many things that a person coming into the program has no clue really initially as to how in-depth the knowledge base is going to become.
Well, I think, you know, when you talk about we're dealing with all the muscles in the body.
Oh, yeah, and there's over 600 of them.
600?
Over, yeah.
Over 600? Mm-hmm. Well, no wonder. And so what type of people really seem to like getting into massage therapy?
People that come into the program are those that want to make others feel better, take the stress out of them, make them happy, relieve them of their pain, and or they've even been told, because they have a habit of rubbing people's shoulders prior to coming into the program, that have they ever thought about becoming a massage therapist because they seem to have the skills. So we get a lot of those people as well, not to mention those who have retired from other careers, such as the military or the police force, and they want to do something else, but they still want to be in service to the community. They come into the program.
That's very interesting. You know, one of the things, you've got to have strong hands.
You do, and even if you don't initially, you will by the end of the third semester, because it runs from August to August. And I've often told therapists, as you're seeing these clients, and we're running a full-blown clinic, sometimes you can get so strong that you can actually rip a door handle off of a door, and it has happened.
Have you done that, Michelle?
Yes.
I knew it had to refer to you. Well, how did you get into massage therapy?
Well, I did 20 years of military service in the United States Navy, and I always wanted to check out what massage therapy was like, but like everyone else, I had no clue what I was going to be involved with. And so I entered a program, and I realized again that it's more than I thought. It's muscles, it's anatomy, it's physiology, it's kinesiology, it's exercise science, because you have to rehabilitate people, pull them out of themselves. And so I really enjoyed it. Yeah. And so my thing is neuromuscular therapy and rehabilitation. That's my thing. I go in fast and furious.
Fast and furious. Okay.
I look at your body mechanics, and I'm going to help you unwind whatever it takes. But I have other credentials. I'm also a certified manual lymphatic drainage specialist, because people do, they get cancer or they have a stroke or they have some kind of inflammation in their system, and that's a whole different modality, and I have to go in softer, gentler, stretching skin, reducing your cankles into ankles. And that takes skill, and I have to understand the lymphatic system, and that's a whole other course that goes on and on and on, but it's highly medically related. But I like all that. I love science. I love the human body. I love to help people. And it's just a brand new horizon that I have not looked back to see where I've come from. I started at 44, and I'm 57 now.
Well, all righty then. Now, just for the curious, how long have they had the massage therapy program out there at Piedmont Tech?
It began in August of 2006. It was a two-semester day program at that time. And prior to those students graduating, they were asked, you know, what they thought of the program, what were their recommendations for changes. And so one of the big changes they recommended was to happen to the program is, there's so much information we have to learn. There's no way we can take a huge national certification board exam on two semesters. Help. We need more time. And so the dean at the time, Lena Warren, she said, okay, that makes sense. And she extended it out to three semesters, and now it's a year long. And then we tacked on four more courses, so one of them being a practice study course on how to be successful on the exam, which is now no longer just the national. It's a basics exam called the MBLEX exam.
Yeah. Now, if somebody is taking this program and they take it through Tech, what do they end up with when they get finished with their classes, et cetera, at Tech?
They end up initially, depending on how they came in, if they came in under the associate's program, they'll continue on with their associates. But everybody gets an initial certificate in massage therapy. And that's 40 credit hours there. And they continue with the associates. There's other courses they have to take. And now, a new thing, as of last year, actually, we can go on to a bachelor's degree through Columbia College. We're now on the list, so they know the curriculum is challenging. We had to submit all of the curriculum, and they reviewed it and said, oh my gosh, yes, you're right. We've decided to recognize that. So any of your graduates that come out of there with an associate's, they can come over to see us at a much reduced rate other than some of the other universities. This would really help them, and they can get a bachelor's.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now how long is the bachelor's program?
That program will run another couple of years, depending on which direction they want to head. Sometimes they double major and this kind of thing, and they can make it longer than it has to be. But the main thing is they have a path of advancement, and so it's really a good journey for them, and that's what they want. Better educated people seem to do better. They adjust, they integrate, they are just better rounded, and they do well for themselves and their families. And that's what it's about. Get an education.
Now, how much can a massage therapist make?
It varies. It depends on where you're working. Massage envies have their set fee. You can start in at about $17 an hour, but you can end up with $37 an hour. It depends on how long you've been there and what kind of certifications you have. Then you come over to chiropractic, and they either hire you on as contract worker or as an employee, so whatever you negotiate with them. So you could be looking at maybe $20 an hour on up, depends on the chiro. I started years ago in 2004, and I was making $17 an hour. But it was great work, 3 days a week and 4 days on my own, looking out the window, watching everybody else go to work. It was great.
And then, and now, Michelle?
Yeah, and
now you work every day?
I work every day. I still massage and I teach. And so your salary is based on wherever your position. And I'm making a good salary at Piedmont Tech, teaching folks how to do what I'm doing and integrate into the healthcare milieu. And I also can go home and find sticky notes on my door, help, help, help. And then I make arrangements with them. And then I charge my $65 an hour and see them independently. So it really works. But the real bottom line is this: we can help people feel better. So whether you're in a wheelchair bound to that, or you've got COPD, a pacemaker, cardiovascular disease, the lymphatic drainage that you need to have happen because maybe your leg or your right arm due to the cancer, all the nodes have been ripped out and now you're just swimming in fluid, we can help you with that. So massage is not just a Swedish anymore. And there's not just a client list, per se, as you see jokes made out, in the movies and things. It's much more involved than that. And that's where we're at now, to continue to educate the public that's still left out there with some kind of hem-haw attitude and perception about what massage is. Because I guarantee you, it's not what you thought it was.
Well, one of the things that always surprises me is these teenagers, right?
Yeah.
After exam week, I got to get my massage.
And
I think back to the days when I went to school. Okay, you did your exams. Okay, so you were a little stressed out. Deal with it,
yeah,
Anne, right?
Yeah.
And
well,
now.
Yeah. Now you have options.
Right.
Okay. And so that's where we get called again by people out in the community. Can you come over to our school? Our students are stressed out. They have finals or have midterms. Well, I'm thinking in my head, yeah, we have our own finals and midterms too. We're stressed. But we do go out and we do help people. But it got to be so many people calling. And I started taking a look. Isn't that why the students go to school? They go, they get licensed. Call them. Call them and have them come out. Make an arrangement with them, okay?
Right. Yeah.
And so I've tailored back the amount of people that we respond to in that way, not because I want to be difficult, but because I want to support the field therapists who are qualified to do the work. And you would be better off to have them anyway, and that way you can – like the hospitals, Patewood and Greenville, they have massage therapy. St. Francis has massage therapy. The one therapist there works over at physical medicine. And she's getting ready to do CEUs in oncology, which I'm going to be a part of as a student myself to extend my education. So it doesn't end. Just like doctors and nurses, you have to continue your education. You have to stay abreast of changes in the field. And that's what we're required to do. Otherwise, you have injury and ignorance, and you don't need that.
Well, it certainly is a different field today, and it certainly is integrated into mm-hmm. everything that is happening. Now, if one takes the course, you said it's 3 semesters.
Right, in the day.
And then how much work do they have to do in the field to get their license?
Well, I have them do them. They do 50 massages documented on their own. They bring the medical health history paperwork. They do soap notes. Then they bring it back to me at the end of the 3rd semester. I go through all of that. It's quite the packet. I have to make sure they dot the I's, cross the T's, get the information down, do all the documentation in accordance with what is a standard in the community. And that's part of their graduation. They have to have that done before they graduate, or they go in an I status. But all of it, they'll get a certificate, and they'll graduate with the rest of everybody during the time, which will be in August. So it really is a year's worth of education they're getting.
And then do they have to pass some state boards?
Yes, they have to pass what's called the MBLEX. It's the Massage and Bodywork Licensing Exam. We pay for it because while people are coming to see us over at the clinic, we are receiving donations to the Piedmont Technical Foundation. And since, let's say, 2009, when we started going more through the computer system, we made $112,000, and that figure was established a year ago, so we've made more than that. I also have an endowment of $15,000 I can draw interest off of, but all this money gets split to supplies and scholarships. I just upped the scholarships, Healing Hand scholarships, to our massage therapy students. It's $750 now, and I can give out 4 of them. And so this is really helpful to them, especially in the summer semester when money is scarce.
Absolutely. Well, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here with Michelle Liggett this afternoon. I'm Ann Eller, and I got the froggy voice today, but boy, I tell you what, hits you hard sometimes, these allergies. But Michelle is the director of the massage therapy program at Piedmont Tech. So, Michelle, you know, one of the things I was thinking about, you know how you see these gals with all these crazy nails and these long nails? How does that work for massage therapy?
It doesn't. Let me tell you, we do have a uniform code, of course, to put them in something that's professional looking. If you're coming to me with piercings through your eyebrows and ears and nose and whatnot, that is not going to fly. That will come out. You can't have any jewelry on, really, except for maybe a religious medal, and then you have to button it on up. You don't want things dangling out. I don't want to see 5,000 rings on your fingers. You may have the ring, like your wedding band or engagement ring. That's fine. But really, when you're plowing through people on the table, jewelry can launch out of your ear. Your rings can get caught up in their hair. These things do not feel good. And plus, you're talking about hygiene. And so even having fake nails is not acceptable. You can't paint them. You can't go get them put on. We don't want to see 3-inch nails. I better not see any nail when I look at the bottoms of your hand. They cannot extend beyond the pad of your fingers. Because when they do, you're scratching someone, or they act like shovels, and they pull up the dead skin on other people's backs.
Well, that's gross.
Yeah, it is gross. And, you know, with that comes bacteria, and you don't need
Now it's double gross.
Totally. And you're not going to do it with gloves on your hands, unless there's some purpose behind that, which would be a pathological condition that requires you to wear gloves. And then you got to ask them if they're allergic to latex or, you know. So there's a lot to it. And so in the end, what we want to have is a person who has enough presentation to understand what they're talking about. And also, when you're looking at them, you're not sidetracked by some other kind of craziness, like ripped shirts or low shirts or whatever. So you have
they want their boobs falling out?
No.
Okay.
We're here to do massage rehabilitation in a very professional manner. So
we're talking about real massage here.
Yes. We're not talking about fly by night, you know, open 24/7, which is questionable, you know, and you have to have a license, okay? If anybody asks you, would you like a massage? You ask to see their license. It is your right to ask, and they better produce. There are people out there that will massage, and they don't have any license to do it, and so it's illegal. You cannot collect money. The students cannot collect money either. They're not licensed professionals. Now, that goes back to Piedmont Tech. How do they get money into the clinic? It's called a donation, okay? A donation to Piedmont Technical College. That's how the money comes in. It doesn't go to them. It goes straight to the PTC Foundation, and they put it up. And so when we need money, we tell them how much and what for, and then we get it that way. So, but people are not supposed to be collecting money and doing massages out in the community without being licensed in the state of South Carolina. It's illegal. So ask. So if you're an organization out there, and it could be any place. It could be Nature's Remedies. It could be Merle Norman. It could be, wherever. The business is, if you're bringing a therapist in and they say they are, ask them to show you their credentials. And if they can't, you better not hire them, okay? Because then you just get caught up in it, and it's not worth it. So, anyway.
Okay, well, there you go. Now, what type of classes do you have to take to become a massage therapist?
The classes that you have to take, you have some prereqs. You have to be up to par on your math and English. You also have to take biology, and that can either be taken prior to entering the program or during the fall semester. After that, you're taking courses in anatomy and physiology, kinesiology, then advanced kinesiology. You're learning about the different modalities and pathology and rehabilitation. I'll even give you a goniometer, something that physical therapy and occupational therapists use. It's a protractor device, and you have to learn what the zero to whatever degrees of motion, range of motion are. For example, your head on its axis. Can you rotate your head 80 degrees over towards your shoulder? Well, if not, then you might have a problem. So we have goniometers for that we measure to see where you're at. We can either do it with that, or we can eyeball goni you and see if you're at a 60 or 70. So, but flexion of the head at the neck is at a 60, and then it's 75 to extend, and lateral flexion at the head of the neck is 45 degrees. So these are things that people have no idea that they even have to know, but they do, And I have to know, do you have a plate in your neck? When I go to give you some traction, I need to know these things, so I might not give you traction or rotate your head in such a way that I exacerbate a condition you already have. So we have to recognize these things.
Okay. So, there really is a lot more to massage therapy than what you think about when you think about massages.
Yeah, definitely. Plus, they're CPR qualified. They have to be. We teach them. They're BLS, basic life support. So if we have an event horizon on the table, they know how to respond accordingly. And maybe we can save a life or two. But up to this so far, praise God, nobody has coded on the table in any way. There's been no MIs, myocardial infarctions, nothing. And I hope that now that I've said it, it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Painting the devil on the wall.
All right, exactly.
But on their resume, because they're going to have a marketing class as well, they can put that they've run an operational massage therapy clinic as a manager, as maintenance, and as a therapist for a solid year. So there's their experience right there. Also, they can put conflict resolution. Because we're school, there are people that come in, and every now and then we have a conflict, and it has to be resolved. And sometimes people don't want to go get that doctor's note. You know, they feel it's totally balderdash. You know, who do we think we are? We're just massage therapists. You know, so there's more to it than that. I mean, you have to really know your pathology and the signs and symptoms. Although we are not allowed to diagnose, it's out of our scope of practice. We're not going to say you've got COPD or you've got this or you've got that. But we can say it looks like you have a problem with this based on the symptomology that you're expressing. And if we see a mole on your back that you haven't seen and you've been coming for a while and all of a sudden the borders are getting irregular and it's growing all kinds of colors and changing the ABCDE evolution for E of your mole, we might refer you out to your dermatologist, and in doing so may have helped you out if you get a punch biopsy and it turns back to be malignant. So, and we see people that have those, and sometimes they get upset because we'd want a doctor's note because you had cancer at one point 25 years ago. But this teaches students to be vigilant, to really know their pathology, and always work in a safe zone, because really the client's safety is paramount, not the money, their safety, their health. What's at risk? You know, the money can be good, like we mentioned earlier, but really, what are you doing? You know, do you know what you're doing? And if you don't, you need to figure that out. You need to get the education. So it's a two-way street. Plus, the community, the traditional healthcare milieu begins to look at us like, oh, man, okay, good, you're asking us. That's wise. And they come back and they say, don't touch L5, stay off of it. Or don't do the range of motion at the shoulder girdle, not on the right side. You can do it on the left. We need that communication.
Sure. Sure. So it's really a very thorough program.
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely. And it does. It makes students' heads spin. Right now we're in the second semester, and I went in this morning. One of my students had their head on the desk, you know, blown away. This is a lot of information. Yes, it is. But you will make it through. And, you know, together we'll walk through this. But whatever they learn, they're applying in that clinic. You have paraplegics coming in. You have hemiplegics. Some of them have to be transferred over to the table. We do have a hydraulic lift table that was donated to us some years ago by Self Regional. Thank you, Self. And that's been instrumental in getting down to the level of the client, however tall or short they are, what their situation, special need is, to get them on the table. Sometimes it takes more than one therapist to roll somebody over, and you have to tuck and roll. So, and you know, all of this is very crucial to the kind of therapy that they're going to receive. Is it helpful or not? In most cases, it is. But there's a lot that can go wrong if you're not careful and you're not up to par on your understanding on what you're about ready to embark upon. So knowing what those scars mean, you go down to the lumbar, you see a silver scar. Well, silver means it's probably old, but they didn't put it on their health history. So you're looking at that going, something happened here, okay? And you can ask, the therapist can ask, Mr. Smith, what happened over here? Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. L4 and L5, they're plated up. I have a rod back there, and that's just an old scar. I didn't think it was important. Yeah, okay, well, now we know, and so we mark that on the record for future reference for the therapist coming in behind them. Yeah.
So how many massage therapy schools are there in, like, South Carolina?
Ooh, that's a good question. There are quite a few. Of course, you know, Greenville Tech has their program. You've got a lot of independents, too. Carolina Body Works, I believe it is, down in Greenville, too. And there's Southeastern School of Neuromuscular Therapy out in Columbia, which also used to be in Greenville. And that's the school I went to back in 2004. Very thorough. And the courses were run by a chiropractor. So I learned a lot. I learned things probably I didn't need to learn for my exam, but it stuck. For example, like negative 59 millihertz, it can elicit a contraction. Not 57, not 60, 59. So you get this all or none response. You know those contractions in your calf in the middle of the night when you're going into plantar flexion, your toes are pointing towards the floor and you're grabbing your calf going, ah! Yeah, well, you have to reverse that. So grab your toes and pull it up towards your face and hold on and wait for that contraction to stop getting signal. It can take a few minutes. You know what I'm talking about, those contractions in the middle of the night. How about when your toes start separating on you for no good reason? Grab them, pull them back together again, and hold on for dear life until the signal dissipates, and then slowly take your hand away, and hopefully it won't come back. So, but there's a lot to it. Nutrition's involved, so they learn nutrition as well. Like I said, the different modalities, neuromuscular, reflexology, Eastern medicine as well. We learn about meridians, the Chinese clock, so that we can have a better understanding about different cultures that are involved as well with the overall healing process, mind, body, and spirit, the wellness triangle.
Well, there is a lot to learn. When we come back, we're going to talk some more. But right now, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We'll be open till 6 this evening, and we are here with Michelle Liggett. She is the director of the massage therapy program out there at Piedmont Tech. Now, in a group, in a class, how many students do you have?
That's a good question. I can take 24, but it's really better if I have a slightly smaller class, but 24 is the max I can take. We have 12 tables, Oakworks tables, that were built for the onslaught of the different types of bodies and the pressures that we have to exert. They're great tables, Oakworks. But, 24 students I can take.
24. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the average size, most classes?
13, 14, sometimes 17. This year I have 8 students. Now, if they take biology, and that's where they get gotten sometimes, I lose people that way. One actually had a car accident, a really bad one, and so I'm down to 8 cream of the crops, I call them. They're really good, and they're vivacious and passionate about what they're doing. Some of them already have jobs. That's what happens in the program. They're just waiting. I got a call from Chafin yesterday, South Carolina. We need someone. I don't have anybody left. Anybody who wanted a job is employed. All over town, for example, Tenny Utes has Crystal Sears, and then you have Chip Onkin. He's got several therapists over there. They've been really helpful to us. Dr. Chip even came out to talk to us about what he expects out of students, such as locus of control, being on time to work, things that you expect out of your employee, not being on their cell phone. Speaking of.
Well, I mean, really, they should turn their cell phones off, shouldn't they, while they're massaging somebody?
Well, that's not even allowed, but I'm talking even in the classroom. While I'm up there disserting on information they're supposed to know, I don't want to see smiles at their laps when they're looking down at a phone. It should be looking up to where I'm at, you know. So we've gone round robin for that, but, you know, we've got that down, I think. And the students in there, they're paying attention, which is good. So,
what about prenatal, postnatal? Don't you do some massages with that?
We sure do. That requires a special kind of elevation. You have them slightly at an L, because depending on how far along they are, I can't lie them face down, which would be prone. Okay, but we always ask them. Sometimes they don't even look pregnant because they just found out. So as long as they're still sleeping the way they normally do, then we can put them prone on their stomach and we can put them on their back. But once they start to show, then we start them supine, which is face up, and then we go side to side. And there's a lot of draping that's required because you don't want anybody to get exposed. And so that's a trick, too. So you have to have a class in draping so nobody feels like they're hanging out there in the wind.
Well, you know, how much do you have to get undressed?
That's a good question, too. And I get asked that a lot. Some people who have had the experience of massage out in the community before, a lot of them, they know how much time they have, so the clothes start coming off before they hit the table. We barely have time to shut the curtain, but there they are. They already know how to mount the table face up. So some come in and they take everything off, which we know how to drape for as well. Others, we tell them, just down to your comfort level. And if that means we come in and see your brassiere is still on, obviously, we're probably going to ask you, can we unhook it at least so we can get a nice glide across your back? Or is it possible for you to take that off? You will be covered up, okay? But, yeah, you can go from completely nude to having your, well, you're always going to have your drawers on for the most part. But your bra, if you're a woman, should come off. So, and we have variances, and we know how to drape for all of that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, at the massage therapy clinic, you have how many beds, how many tables?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have 12 tables, and some of them are 32 inches wide, some of them are 30. The more narrow tables are not very accommodating because sometimes you have people's arms hanging off. It depends on how big the individual is. The tables go out to about 6 feet. We have extenders we can put on the end. So nobody actually has to hang over in any way. We have extenders both in width and length. And we have adjustable face cradles. Sometimes people come in with us with a bit of a gut, and so they can go prone, but you can pillow them up underneath the abdominal area and put them back in the L, but you want to try to get their backs, or they don't have to do that. They can basically stay dressed and sit on a chair and just put their arms up on a table sideways if they want to. And we can work on their backs that way. But most of the time, we find a way to configure them onto the table. And prenatals is one of them. And there's actual steps to that. So you see them pre and you can see them post. But it's the pre where you have to do all this navigations with the sheets.
Now, speaking of the chair massages, why is that good? Or what do they use that for?
The chair massages were designed to travel and meet people where they're working or living. And it's really an introduction to what massage therapy can be, front and back for a solid hour or longer, however you have that arranged. Those are the ones that you see over, like at the LPGA Symetra Tour over at Stony Point, or in the mall, even, you see chairs that are there with people in it. It's an introductory type of approach to what massage can be. But there, too, whether it's a chair or not, in the mall or not, out at a golf course or not, when you go to see one of these people, unless they're students of some recognized school, they better have their wallet license, okay?
Well, it's kind of like, aren't they licensed by the state? It's kind of like a hairdresser or auctioneer, any
Absolutely.
Of those. Yeah,
you don't go marching around doing these things without licensure. If you do, you're in trouble. Okay, but you know, I don't go around to see who is and who isn't doing that. But I'm just telling you, the individual out in the field, if you're going to have a massage, you're going to bring them into your business, you better see that license. It's not something you can just, you know, gloss over. Oh, okay, you said you had to license. Okay, that's fine.
Now, Michelle, again, you've got the massage therapy going on. You can go out there and get a complete Swedish massage, right?
Yes. Yep.
1 hour massage. Mm-hmm. And that, what time do you do that?
Yeah, let's talk about those times. Again, let me give you the number, 864-941-8785. It starts at 12 and it ends at 2:30, Monday through Thursday. Unless we're on holiday or on a break. But you can get a Swedish, hot stones, a prenatal, deep tissue, neuromuscular therapy, lymphatic drainage, and reflexology, and aromatherapy.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. So all people have to do is call. They can make an appointment.
Yep.
It's only going to cost them $20.
That's it.
$20, mm-hmm. And come out and get a massage. Now, how long will the program be going on? Will you be doing this?
We'll be doing this up until the mid of July this year. And at that point, they get ready for graduation.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So put that number down, 941-8785. Give them a call out there. Make an appointment. Go out and just see how great it is. Now, do you have to tell them what type of massage you'd like before you go?
It's helpful. Sometimes people say, you know, I don't want all that Swedish stuff. I just want you to get me right here. Well, There's more to it than that. I mean, if you just want us to hit your back, we're not going to just hit your back. We've got to drop those shoulders back. You've become the hunchback of Notre Dame, okay? Because you're leaning into everything. You're causing contraction in the front of your shoulders right down into the sternum. So we've got to drop those shoulders back to get those trigger points you've created in the back there. Sometimes when we do drop the shoulders back, some of those trigger points dissipate. What are trigger points? Ischemic tissue. They lack blood. You lack blood, you lack oxygen. And so those things begin to spill out everywhere else. If you continue these bad body mechanics of yours, you're leaning in on everything. And here's one for you. Guys, get the wallet out of your back pocket. Because every time you're sitting in a twisted fashion because that wallet's pushing up and rotating your spine. And you wonder why you have low back pain. Get it out of there. Put it in your front pocket. Chiropractic would agree. That's where I learned it.
Well, there you go. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed the show today. Michelle, thanks for coming out to see us here today.
Thank you. It's been marvelous, darling.
Okay. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.